The Cuomo administration is moving ahead with a bill to allow limited access to medical marijuana. The governor's health commissioner told lawmakers at a recent budget hearing that the program could be set up and running within a year, but his claims were met with some skepticism. More from our Capitol correspondent, Karen DeWitt.
Governor Cuomo's health commissioner told lawmakers at a recent budget hearing that he prefers the governor's plan for limited medical marijuana in New York rather than a broader program backed by some in the legislature. Dr. Nirav Shah says his plan could be implemented more quickly than anything the legislature might approve.
To the extent that we have something that we think we can work with very well today, I'm focusing all my energy on making sure that we have the medical marijuana program up and running within a year to meet New Yorkers' needs.
Cuomo wants to use a 34-year-old law to provide medical marijuana to some cancer and glaucoma patients in New York. Using the 1980 law, Cuomo and Shah would permit the marijuana to be dispensed at 20 hospitals in the state. New York would get the drug from a federal marijuana growing lab in Mississippi. The law also permits the use of pot seized by police in drug busts. Dr. Shah was questioned by the legislative sponsors of a wider bill who are skeptical that Cuomo's plan would work. Assembly sponsor and Health Committee Chair Richard Gottfried says his bill would take advantage of the burgeoning new industry of medical marijuana growing in other states where new strains of the drug are being developed to treat more conditions. He asked Shah whether the Cuomo administration plan would allow for distribution of an oil-based derivative known as Charlotte's Web, which is used in many other states for a previously untreatable form of severe epilepsy.
Is the federal government producing oil extract of the so-called Charlotte's Web strain? Is
that
what you're saying?
Not that I'm aware of.
That's what I thought.
Senate sponsor Diane Savino cast doubt on the state's ability to get a federal waiver to dispense marijuana at hospitals.
In many respects, you're wasting your time. It is inconceivable that the federal government is going to give New York State a waiver to allow hospitals to dispense medical marijuana.
Dr. Shah says the limited medical marijuana treatments could also form the basis for research on whether it makes sense to expand the program. Senator Savino says the studies already exist. She says the Cuomo administration would only be reinventing the wheel.
We are on the verge of being, I think we actually are now, the only state north of Delaware on the East Coast that doesn't have a medical marijuana statute. So if you're interested in research, perhaps you just, you know, pull out the old easy pass and go to Jersey or go to Connecticut or go to Massachusetts. Fly to Colorado if you want to do some research.
Parents of children with severe epilepsy lobbied at the Capitol for the Savino-Gottfried bill. They say it allows for treatment with the oil-based derivative shown to help with the condition. Afterward, aides to the governor told the advocates that Cuomo would consider the bill if it passed both houses of the legislature. Assemblyman Gottfried asked Dr. Shah to clarify those comments.
Are you saying that you are willing to work with the legislature to pass a bill? Or are you saying that if the legislature passes a bill, you're not committed to vetoing it, you'll look at it?
Dr. Shah says he'd rather work with the 1980 law that already exists than talk about something that has not yet been approved in the legislature.
I don't want to talk about hypotheticals because I don't have a bill in front of me. I've seen other versions of bills, but I need to see one that passes both houses.
It's unclear whether there are enough votes in the state Senate to pass the medical marijuana bill. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.